I am Pierre Lumumba here at the Thika Blue Post, and behind me is the very iconic Chania Falls here in Kiambu County in the Republic of Kenya. We continue our conversations about the continent of Africa, and today we look at the River Nile. The River Nile is a river that has great history since the days of the pharaohs. And the river we now know flows from the eastern part of Africa to the Mediterranean. And in the recent past, the River Nile has been a source of interest, but there are certain iconic events that are of relevance to the River Nile basin. And this came about because of the process of colonization and the utilization of the waters of the Nile. The very first treaty that was signed that we are aware of in modern history is the treaty signed in the year 1929. In the year 1929, the countries that formed the Nile basin were largely under British control. That was true of Sudan, that was true of Kenya, Uganda, and Tanzania. But the focus of the British at that time was to ensure that the waters of the Nile were utilized by what we now know as Egypt. But we do know that it was at one time called the United Arab Republic. And when the 1929 treaty was signed, it was estimated at that time that the volume of water in the Nile was 84 billion metric tons. And the 1929 treaty apportioned 48 billion metric tons to Egypt and 4 billion metric tons to Sudan. They did not care about the other countries which were in the Nile basin, specifically Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, and if we extend it to Ethiopia, which is the source of the Blue Nile. The net effect is that many countries did not benefit from the waters of the Nile. And it is right to say at that time that there was not much economic use of the waters of the Nile. So that much later, when the Aswan High Dam is being built on the Nile, nobody complains. And in 1959, when Sudan regained our independence, Sudan had regained our independence in the year 1956, there was the 1959 treaty. And what the 1959 treaty did at that time is once again to focus on Egypt and Sudan to the exclusion of all the other countries. And the interesting thing is that the volume of the water, according to them, had not changed. So what they did was to increase the volume due to Egypt from 48 billion metric tons to 55.5 billion metric tons, with Sudan being allocated 12 billion metric tons. And once again, when you read that treaty, you see that no other country is mentioned, because at that time, the focus was only Egypt and Sudan. But as the countries began to regain independence, with Kenya and Tanzania and Uganda regaining independence in the 1960s, interest started to grow. All the countries are regaining independence at that time. Congo in 1960, Rwanda and Burundi in 1962, and of course Ethiopia had not been colonized, but is becoming much more a part of the African continent in terms of relations. And people begin to say, we want to use the waters of the Nile. And that is when problems begin. And they begin in earnest in the manner that has now become very visible from the year 2011. In the year 2011, under the administration of President Meles Zenawi of Ethiopia, they decide to build the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam on the Blue Nile. And the Egyptians immediately, and that was during the presidency of President Morsi of Egypt, He says, we will not allow anybody to use the waters of the Nile, and we are leaving all options open, which meant that they are prepared to go to war. But of course, what then happens very quickly is that the Ethiopians, in an attempt to diffuse the tension, call for a meeting. And the meeting is held in Khartoum, in the capital of Sudan. The three individuals involved at that time are President Sisi of Egypt, President Omar el-Bashir of Sudan, and Haile Mariam de Selen, who is then the president of Ethiopia. And it is agreed that the Ethiopians would be allowed to use the waters, and certain agreements are made. But the Egyptians are not happy. They still insist that they must have the right of veto. And remember, the treaties of 1929 and 1959 did allow Egyptians to veto any use of the waters of the Nile. So even as we speak now in the year 2025, there are still problems about the use of the waters of the Nile, particularly with focus to Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam. In the month of October, the year 2024, the countries of the Nile Basin met in Entebbe and entered into an agreement which was known as the Nile Basin Framework Agreement, which says that countries are at liberty to use the waters of the Nile. And it is instructive that Uganda, Tanzania, Rwanda, and Burundi have ratified the framework. Kenya has only signed but not ratified. Sudan and Egypt have refused to sign, and they want to change a specific article, Article 14B. Article 14B says that the waters of the Nile shall be used equitably, but Egypt and Sudan insist that it must read without affecting existing rights, which means they want to ensure that the rights that were conferred in 1929 and 1959 are retained. So we are in a situation where the riparian countries are not in agreement because of Egypt and Sudan. And the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, of course, is continuing, but we look forward to the negotiations, and we look forward to every country ratifying the framework agreement, which is otherwise known as the Entebbe Agreement, which came into force in the year 2024, to be exact, in the month of October. That is the unfortunate status of the Nile Basin, which, as we know, is of significant importance or significance because it helps many countries. And I've used the word significant and importance twice, if only to reiterate the fact that the Nile is an important lung for the riparian states, namely Egypt, Sudan, Eritrea, Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, Rwanda, Burundi, Democratic Republic of Congo, and of course, Ethiopia. Ladies and gentlemen, the Nile is the Nile. All civilizations recognize its significance. Thank you very much. Our conversations about the continent of Africa can never end. Today we were focusing on the iconic River Nile and the problems and the benefits that it brings about. But let us take a break, as we will continue with this conversation about the continent of Africa.